You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, September 21st, and welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. Every week, I, John Wall, bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. I am so happy to have you here today, and on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the new game, Party Animals. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you're there. It really, really helps to get the word out about the show. Also, if you would like to chat about today's show or just hang out and talk about games, you can find me on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook by searching for Midlife SideQuest. Every week I open the episode by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody who I admire and appreciate in an attempt to spread some positivity and maybe make the gaming community just a bit more welcoming. This week's positive vibes are going out to Insomniac Games. PlayStation 5 owners have been patiently waiting for their next big first-party game all year, and this week, Insomniac's Spider-Man 2 went gold ahead of its October 20th release. They are, without question, the MVPs of the PlayStation first-party lineup. They are immensely talented, delivering consistently with not only the most eye-popping visuals, but also super fun and tight gameplay. Whether it's a new Spider-Man game or their long-running Ratchet & Clank series, I honestly don't know how they produce such high-quality games in such a short amount of time. This is their, third PS5 game in just about 3 years? And then they've got Wolverine on deck next? Whatever voodoo they've got going, keep it up. There is an entire genre of video game which has become quite popular in recent years. I don't know if there's a term that's universally used to describe them, but I just call them ragdoll games. And if you've got kids that play games in your house, you've probably seen some of these. Games like Human Fall Flat, Fall Guys, and Gang Beasts. In these games, you control a character, and I use the word control very loosely, to run around an environment trying to complete objectives despite your character behaving like Bernie Lomax. As you run, your character's arms flap wildly from side to side, and pressing the punch button sends you lunging forward like you just tripped over the cat. It sounds annoying, and sometimes it is, but that's also kind of the point of these games. Trying to complete complicated objectives or do battle with all of the precision of a college freshman who just got smoked at beer pong. Party Animals is the latest entry in this genre, and it's available as of yesterday on PC, Xbox, and Game Pass. I was provided a review code for the purpose of this episode and have spent the last several days diving into this cute and cuddly take. And what I found was a familiar but still entertaining party game that will provide plenty of laughs for family game night. There are a few different modes to play. There's a team-based last person standing mode, a team-based score mode where your team tries to complete objectives to get the highest score, and an arcade mode where everyone gets 10 lives. Once you've chosen your mode, you jump into an online lobby with up to 7 other players. and you vote on the level that you want to play, each of which has its own twists and challenges. For instance, one map has a giant fan which will turn on every so often and blow you out of bounds unless you pull and hold one of three levers in the middle of the arena, which will raise up a wall to protect you from the wind, but also leave you vulnerable to attacks from other players. Another takes place in a room that's slowly filling with poison gas from all sides. And once the match starts, it's the kind of ridiculous fun that will have the whole family laughing and yelling. You punch and slap, headbutt and dropkick your opponents in a mad flurry of ragdoll chaos. If you knock an opponent out, you can grab onto them with the right trigger and try to drag and toss them out of the arena. But be careful, because a well-landed headbutt not only can knock out your opponent, but it can knock you out too. Weapons will randomly appear in the arena for players to pick up. Everything from frying pans and bats to crossbows and nunchucks. It's just a wild, slap-happy battle, and you just can't help but smile at the chaos on screen. And since I suck, I also appreciate that after you're eliminated from a round, you can spectate and throw things like fish or bombs at the remaining players, which is quite a bit of fun. So, good times. The thing that really makes this stand out, though, from the herd, is probably the characters and the aesthetic of the game. Because it's not people beating the crap out of each other. It's weirdly adorable little animals. And seriously, they are really, really cute. My kids used to play with these toys that they had when they were little, called Woodsies. I don't know if you remember these, but if you do, and if you have any idea what those are, then you know what I'm talking about, and you know what these characters look like. They are cute, and there's just something inherently funny about a cute little fluffy bunny just cold cocking an otter in the jaw, knocking him unconscious, and then an adorable little kitten cracks you in the back of the skull with a baseball bat, sending you soaring through the air. It's just funny. And don't worry, it's not like gory, it's not super violent. This isn't Mortal Kombat. There's no blood or anything. So if you're playing with your kids, like I like to, you know, it's fine. It's more like Looney Tunes level of violence. There's also currency to unlock and loads of skins and costumes to buy, because, you know, of course there is. But you don't really need to interact with all of that if you don't want to. Party Animals it's just a fun, silly, good time that I had a pretty good time with. And if you play with your kids or you get a group of friends together, I think you'll have a good time too. It's $20, or like I said, it's also on Game Pass, so give it a shot. And it's just a nice little palate cleanser among all the big AAA games this time of year. Earlier this week, one of the biggest video game leaks in recent memory dropped when loads of confidential information and documents pertaining to the Microsoft FTC case were accidentally posted online. This was a massive breach, with Xbox's roadmap for the next several years laid out for all to see. There's so much information here that I couldn't discuss it all with an episode four times as long. So in the spirit of this show, I'm going to cram as many opinions as I can in under 2 minutes. So start the clock. On the hardware front, Microsoft at one point at least had planned an all-digital version of the Series X to debut next year with double the storage and no disk drive. They're also apparently planning to release their next generation of hardware in 2028, which seems just about right to me, and they've apparently going to continue the strategy of a more powerful version along with a slimmed down, more affordable console. Xbox may also be working on a new version of their controller featuring many of the haptic feedback features seen in the PS5 DualShock controller. I personally think this is a waste of time and that haptic feedback is the Kinect of this gen. Nobody cares anymore, and Final Fantasy 16, one of the biggest PS5 games of the year, used it to sometimes make doors harder to open. Microsoft at one point wanted to purchase Nintendo, which of course they did. And so did Amazon, and so did Google, and so did Tencent. If you're a business that large with that much money, you look at all of the options and consider the possibilities, because if you don't, your competitor will. That's called business and being good at your job. Bethesda is working on a whole bunch of games like Oblivion and Fallout 3 remasters, Dishonored 3 and Doom 0, which seems to be a prequel, proving again that Bethesda was a great purchase. Finally, we got some insight into Phil Spencer's feelings. He was very disappointed in the Xbox 2022 lineup of games, but he seemed to communicate his frustrations professionally because that's what he is. Plus, he was not very impressed with the PS5 on its reveal, telling the Microsoft CEO that Xbox had better hardware, software, and services than PlayStation. And while I don't necessarily disagree with him, he may have been a little bit overconfident because people are still gobbling up PlayStations like they cure cancer. All told, it sucks that all of this leaked, but I don't think that there was anything too damaging. If anything, it spelled out that Microsoft has a pretty good plan for this generation, and I think that they will be just fine. There, I think I did it. Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I so appreciate you making time in your day for me. Don't forget you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads, Twitter, or Facebook. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.